Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate, let's love.
Maddie, how's your sty?
Just, y'all, I'm going to have to, if you get a cameo from me in the next week, it's just going to be like, I'm going to be like that guy that, I don't remember his name, this really handsome African-American man. And when I was in, did the talent show in fourth grade, I'll never forget, he did a piece where half of his face was painted like a man and the other half was like a woman. I think a guy did this on Star
Search. We've talked about this before. That person stole that from Star Search.
Well, you know what? It was new for me in Lone Grove, Oklahoma. It was a new experience, and it totally changed gender for me. But I'm probably going to have to do my cameos like that.
Or it was another show. Someone's told us about it. But yeah, there were Diana Ross and Luther Vandross, I believe, as Endless Love, and just turned their face to the profile.
I wish I still had that program from the Lone Grove Student Council talent show when I was in fourth grade, because there's so many people I could contact from that.
I'm just going to throw this out there that I think your memory of it is probably a little better than it actually was.
If someone has the video of that, come at me. I want to see the whole thing. I'm still looking for hot, hot, hot.
Wait, you did that in the talent show?
No, that was in show choir, but I asked Tara Talaferro if she has the video of it, and she doesn't. So,
first of all, why did people take videos of things like that? I guess it's even worse today. Everyone takes video of everything.
Yeah, you want to take a video of your kid.
I wonder, do people even watch them? Because you take them, and it's like Emily from our town. Do people even realize what's happening in their lives as they live them anymore?
I don't know. I just got all of our stuff digitized. So, I found a company that did it, and I mailed all my stuff, and they just did my videos and all my choral tapes of singing Elijah Rock and spirituals like we talked about, and they put it all on a hard drive.
Elijah Rock coming up, Lord.
Boy, we had a sissy come at us on that and said, I've been attacked because I'm a white choir member who sang spirituals well.
And rock.
Y'all, if you're a choir teacher and you're white and your choir's mostly white, don't sing spirituals.
It's 2020.
Yeah.
Y'all don't do that. There's so much music to sing that's yours.
If you want something nostalgic, maybe sing some Stephen Foster.
I was going to say, it's different. I think if you've got a pretty diverse choir, you can, and then you can see if you can find a way to inform everybody on how this should be performed.
But maybe have a conversation about it, because here's the deal.
That's what I'm saying. Use it as an educational time.
Because I think a lot of white people that sing this when you're in high school, you realize the reason these were spirituals, because slaves sang this because they just wanted to die and go to heaven since their life was eternal slavery, working for
life
fucking
was pretty
white
much
people.
Awful and yeah. misery.
And that's what they had. That was the one thing they had to hold on to. And so you might want to think about that.
We're singing it in show choir robes, step
dancing around like, ain't this fun? No, it's not.
In
anyway.
That great getting up morning when I die.
It's not happy, y'all. It's
well, the thing about it is it's in a major mode. So it seems it is in a way it is happy because it's all about the life to come.
It is.
So
it is.
I understand what you're saying that the circumstances are not quote unquote happy. The songs
are very optimistic.
Yeah.
If you're a person that's educated in spirituals, come at us. Let us know. We never know.
I think you said it correctly. But the thing is context. Context is everything.
Sorry, y'all. We were talking about spirituals in one of our Gaytreon episodes. So I know this is regular.
90 Day Gays.
This is 90 Day Gays.
That's a record. Four minutes.
4 minutes.
Before we answered the show. You know, we don't deserve new listeners.
We don't. But we have them.
We don't cultivate them.
We have a lot of new listeners. Y'all, my name is Matt Marr, a.k.a. Maddie, and I'm with my squirrel friend, Jake Anthony, who, Poodle, what's your nickname? Or Jake, what's your nickname?
You fucked that up.
I know.
My nickname is Poodle.
I want to say.
I know Jake today.
Jake, the brown-haired guy, is Poodle. I am Maddie, the red-haired guy. I am not Poodle. People think I'm Poodle. And then just recently, someone offered some condolences on my Facebook page and said, so sorry to hear that, Tony. I didn't want to correct them and be like, I'm not Tony. I don't know who the fuck that is, but okay.
Hold on. Okay, hopefully I could stop. There was a van backing up next to me.
Beep, beep, beep. Let's jump into, we've got a couple announcements. One is coming from the desk of, remember when people had...
From the desk of,
we don't have that anymore. But from
not a fucking desk anymore. It's at your home.
Y'all, I kind of feel like we've made it a little bit, only because Sean Robinson, the host of 90 Day Fiancé Tell Alls, is messaging us to tell us to spread information. I was kind of like, that's cuckoo. But
I feel like, and we don't usually come for her, like some podcasts really
come
hard for her. And we said before, we feel empathy for her having to deal, number one, with these people and the producers. Think about what she can ask and what she can't ask. Her hands are tied, y'all.
I think she's working her ass off, and I respect her for it. So, y'all, Sean sent us a message. She said, can you let everybody know that? So everybody knows that Discovery Plus is going to be offering, especially on January 4th, additional 90-day fiance content. You guys, they're doing like behind-the-scenes shit, and I wasn't into it. And then I saw a clip, and I saw Courtney crying, and I was like, I'm into this. I miss
it. Wonderful. It's all
Courtney. I love Courtney.
They're all unbleeped. They're all raw.
They're raw.
Uncensored, savage.
It's like Jake's bedroom. And so anyway, y'all, but Sean said there is going to be a tell-all. And she said there's going to be a tell-all from this season that we just had of The Other Way, from my understanding. And she said the tell-alls will keep happening and they will still be on TLC. The tell-alls are not moving to Discovery Plus.
I have no idea why they're waiting so long, though.
I don't. But so that is happening. And so just let everybody know that for Sean. Also,
I just want to point out one thing.
Yeah.
So Sean Robinson contacts us, a podcast with two gay guys who talk about dicks, to do PR for TLC and Matt Sharp.
That is being sued by Discovery Network,
by their parent company,
Discovery Network, because we have to change our name from 90 Day Gays to something else because they don't want confusion thinking we represent 90 Day Fiancé.
So just so we're clear, I know it's not hypocrite at all, hypocritical at all. You know.
So which brings us, though, we're not being sued, actually. They just sent us a letter saying, fucking stop it. And then kind of like we danced around. We did all this. We filed this thing that we're stopping our trademark and all this kind of stuff. And then we emailed them back and not heard a word. They're just like, okay, great. Let's move on. Where can we get money?
So, new phone, who dis?
Who's this? Who dis? So y'all, we're going to be this week. We're going to be launched. We're going to put it on social medias. We're going to be putting out our top 4 or 5 choices of our Come Name Us competition where y'all
came up with
a bunch of names. So that's exciting. And then we're going to choose a name, and whoever's name we've chosen, will get to go to one of our live shows, and we're eventually able to have a live show.
Yay! So, and then remember, if I don't choose anything, cause I just choose one of my own,
yeah,
you're going to get brunch with us.
It's true. Anything else, Poodle? Now, I know we did our Bi-Curious just with Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. We're obsessed with that show. We loved it. God. We had a great time.
I'm still reeling from Mary. I'm still reeling from Mary.
Y'all,
we had so many thoughts on Mary, so many thoughts on Jen. The a Bratz doll when it turns 50.
It's true. It's true. We're going to have, it should be coming out today, actually, of Christina made one of my favorite memes with the Housewives of when we did a 90 Day Theater of them.
So good.
Married Heather. I'm really proud of Christina.
It was so good.
She's fantastic.
Christina's an artist.
She is, y'all. If you needed an editor.
Guild.
Yes, if you need an editor, come at us, let us know, and we can get you in touch. She's fantastic. So we've got that going on. We just did our crossover with Watch Crappens. What Crappens, y'all. What Ronnie and Ben from Watch What, it's been a year in the making, and we finally did that. It's going to be several parts.
Around Christmas.
It should drop around Christmas Eve. We'll let you know. We're waiting to hear from them on that. But we recapped a movie on Netflix called Holidate with Emma Roberts and a bunch of other people.
And some off-brand Hemsworth.
Kristen Chenoweth, I love her. She's from Oklahoma. Yes. She plays a sex-positive aunt, so good for her. We're going to be...
Southern accent gets richer as the movie goes.
Even though the family's from Chicago, it makes no sense. Anyway, y'all.
It's a fucking mess.
It's a fucking mess. We ripped it apart. We talked for 3 hours about this fucking movie.
We're doing it on our watch and chat, and we'll be posting that. This is actually the first watch and chat that we're opening up, not just to members of our Facebook group, the Sissy Squad, but we're actually opening up to everybody this time.
Yeah.
Because if you want to watch the movie before listening to the podcast.
And you definitely do.
And that'll be on Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to do that on Saturday.
The 19th? Am I crazy?
No, that can't be the 19th already, can it? Maybe. I think you're right. Yeah,
it is the 19th, and we normally start at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on that Saturday. Yeah. Now you can watch the movie anytime, but basically we'll be chatting. We'll probably be using a Discord server, yeah. So we'll be talking about that and giving you a little more info on that. But mark your calendars, guys: 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern for a watch and chat with us for Holidate by Netflix. Holidate.
Bridget Green's birthday for all our TV Co. people, Bridget Green.
And if anyone can really tell me what a Holidate really is by the end of that movie, I will eat my own shirt.
Okay. Sounds great.
Still don't really understand the concept.
Don't really understand the concept. I think that's about it before we jump in. We do the Sissy Squad's back opened up. We archived it because we were reformatting some things and just making it a better place for all sissies. We're pretty proud of it. Yeah. We took your suggestions. We're still implementing them. And we've had really great feedback. And y'all be sure to, if you're interested in. Yep.
I want to encourage you guys, if you haven't been in the Sissy Squad for a while or you kind of left because didn't really feel like it was the place for you, just check us out again. Because we've added some new guidelines. And so check us out.
Yeah. And there's even like we've had sissies tell us, oh, there's a 90 Day Gays Reddit group. We're not a part of that. We're not associated. But y'all, maybe whatever you want, you can. Yeah. Apparently people are talking about us everywhere
on Facebook. There's a Reddit group.
Or there's this guy down by the Chevron who's just yelling in his underwear about 90 Day Gays. Apparently we're everywhere. You
go
can
talk
just
to him.
Go talk to him.
Go talk to Roy.
Yeah. Tired of listening to these Marys. Whatever you want.
You'll get an earful.
I want to say, you guys, this is a personal thing. Sorry, I'm going to overtake a little bit, Poodle. But As y'all know, like dealing with, I'm still in Oklahoma, dealing with my dad's cancer stuff, doing chemo, and was a hard week personally for my dad. There was a lot of, as I think I talked about in the Gatreon of y'all, my father was constipated for 4 days, and then he, we call it Mount Vesuvius, because he just shit everywhere.
The shit literally hit the fan.
It literally hit the fan. But anyway, it was a difficult week on that. So many of you came at me with positive, especially in the Sissy Squad, but everywhere with messages. It really, you're not bothering me where you're doing. I haven't responded to all of you yet. I'm getting to them. It's really kind. It's really touching. You made me laugh. You made me, I don't cry, but you did make me emotional. It was just between that and my dad, and then also this is just a trigger warning for some people regarding suicide. I had a really good friend slash somebody kind of I dated who took their life this week, a pretty young guy. And I just want to remind people that we're heading into a time where a lot of people are already with the pandemic and everything. A lot of people are really just literally hurting. So and this is someone who... This man was just a beacon of kind of, he really was a beacon of light. He walked in a room and he was so happy and so joyous and so smiling. And really that kind of juxtaposition we hear about of kind of that clown on the outside, somebody you think who's crying on the inside. And none of us really knew. So I just want to remind people that if you're thinking about a friend right now, or if your friend's on your heart or your mind, you're not bothering someone, text them. Call them, check in. I think it's really New Year's Eve is actually the highest day where people take their lives. So we're heading into that, and this is going to, and I'll just be honest, as somebody who's worked a lot in mental health, I think it's going to be a hard holiday for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
And so just check in on people. You are not bothering them. I promise you, this is your lesson. This is your sign from the universe and God telling you, if you have that feeling, check in with people and share the love.
Because
and,
if they don't want to talk to you, they can just ignore it. But you reached out, and maybe just seeing a text, even if they don't respond, may kind of convince them that someone cares.
It really will. So yep. I just wanted to, and some of you have reached out about that as well, except for that one guy who said, I'm so sorry, Tony. So I don't know who Tony is.
You are so not a Tony.
I am the farthest thing from a Tony.
I've been called Tony before because my last name is Anthony, and people thought it was my first name.
Oh.
Like, do you ever get Tony? I'm like, absolutely not.
You're more of like a Tony, though, with an I, not a Y.
Tony.
All right, let's jump into this shit show that is 90 Day Fiancé. Season 8, episode 2, Shame on you.
So let's jump in. I must say, I am thoroughly enjoying this season so far.
Me too.
This has got some characters, y'all. This club has everything. Russians, Russian girls, Ukrainian girls, cuckoo parents.
Man children
who have no plans. It's got everything. This is,
and we still haven't met all the cast yet.
Oh, the casting has been impeccable this season.
Right, but aren't we going to meet new people next week?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We're going to meet Cougar Lady, and we're also going to meet the guy who's got long hair who's talking to the woman.
Oh, the pretty woman with the dark hair, right?
Yeah. So Middle Eastern.
More to come. More to come. So, you know, God, y'all. If any of you know Matt Sharp, please tell him, can we just buy him a Drizzly order? Because that man is getting us through this pandemic.
Right.
We love him.
We'll buy him a case of Dom.
Yeah.
Maybe Brute.
Maybe Barefoot. Barefoot Bubbly.
Bareback wine.
Y'all, let's talk about Brandon and Julia.
So the happy little family is on the way to the airport, and Brandon.
Oh, I'm so excited! Are you so excited? Oh, I got goosebumps. Oh,
you would think that she's marrying Julia.
It's here! It's happening! Oh,
I think all of this is she doth protest a little too much. She really hates Julia,
Mama. I think her name is Betty.
It is,
Mama Betty. is she wants to take this bitch out.
Yeah, she does. But this is her kind of nice passive aggressive way of trying to seem like everything's okay and mm-hmm. also controlling everything. It's actually quite hard to watch for me. I have a hard time. I want to just say one thing, because it was on social media and someone says, all I can do when I look at Betty or Brandon's mom is that she reminds me of an Anna Gasteyer sketch from SNL.
It's true.
And I posted the music teachers who's like, turn down for what?
That, and honestly, she looks like Brandon in drag. Brandon looks just like his mother.
Just like her. It's weird. If you did a face swap, you would not be able to tell which one was which.
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Anyway, I think you like her mom more than me. I get triggered because Mother Poodle can have similar tendencies. So
Mama Mar does not have those tendencies. She's a little more hands off on that. I don't, y'all. I'm a mother lover. You know, I am a mother lover. I am mothers a mother.
Love you, and you love mothers.
I love mothers. Talk to me about your mothers. I want to hear about them. Mama Betty scares me. I don't know if I'm a Mama Betty lover. Now, that said, I feel like Mother Betty is who my instinct is on the Insta. Like, if I could mother you and take control of your life, Jake, like this.
I know. That's what's
because the chaos in your life that drives me crazy that I could fix for you to have a better life really is a full-time job for me. I could just do it.
The weirdest thing is I like my life the way it is.
But it's
like I have things on my desk. He's like, I bought these little cups for you. You just put them in your desk. I'm like, I don't want to do that. I know where everything is.
It's just sprawled out like a whore on a football field. It's just everywhere. It's upsetting to me. But I have realized that is my instinct. And maybe that instinct comes from trauma or being my mother being a child
and somebody else.
Yeah, my mother being a child of an alcoholic, and maybe I inherited that. So I've done some work. So I know this isn't what I think is good is not necessarily good for everyone else.
And I let you change like one thing every 3 months. Just
still waiting on that couch table and that kitchen.
I canceled it.
Well, you said you were going to get another one.
You know,
I'm texting the housekeeper today. I'm texting her and saying, when can you come clean my friend's house? So he gives me like three things a year, y'all. And every year on my birthday, he lets me do something. That's my birthday gift from Poodle, is
that
I can control
how
something.
Toxic this relationship is.
So I am an inner Mother Betty, but I won't let that out. So it's a lot, y'all.
So they go to the airport, you guys.
They're buying flowers at the airport, and I'm like, you should have done this before, bitch.
Airport flowers. When you want to say, I barely thought about you. When you care enough to say, meh.
Meh.
That's what airport flowers say.
That's what airport flowers are, y'all. I mean, I'd rather
buy flowers at McDonald's.
I would rather I'd rather have an Omaha steak.
Me too.
Leave me at that at the airport.
Free bottle of gin.
Please.
So, they meet Juliet. She's pretty. She's lovely. She comes up. She's coming off that flight. And then they're kissing, and the parents are sitting there watching it like they're in some kind of fucking like voyeur porn. It's really uncomfortable.
Well. It's not even that they're kissing. I mean, to Brandon's parents' defense a little bit.
It's a lot. I agree.
I would not have thought that my child and his girlfriend would completely fucking not
make
kiss.
In front of your
fucking parents. Make out with tongue while the parents are just sitting there.
And that's when the parents should kind of turn away and go, boy, I didn't want to see this and make a joke about it. But Betty just holds her husband's hand and goes,
in fact, you guys, we're already here. I think we're already at our first 90-day gays theater where I'm going to be playing the role of Mother Betty, and Poodle's going to be playing the role of, I forget his name, but Father Brandon.
Father, yeah.
What's his name?
Bob.
Who you know, cares? I feel like everybody
he's just an old guy in a polo. They're a dime a dozen.
Everybody just calls him Woodsy. That's his nickname. We don't know why.
Most old white guys in this show, there's not a lot to talk about.
There's not. Yeah. So
someone once asked me, why do you come for the women? And I said, because there's nothing to talk about with the men. They're so boring. They're just a soulless thing inside of a shirt.
Yeah, I have to say, when people are like, these guys talk about are harder on the women, I want to say, maybe check your own biases, because we have actually called a lot of men on this show murderers. Like, I've actually said Colt would wear my skin and kill me.
Well, we can talk about him because he has a personality. But it's...
We've completely red cheese stick. We've completely...
So
completely trashed Paul.
Oh, God.
It's just... We've talked about Russ being, yes, we talk about Pal, but we talked about Russ being fucking pegged and like being sexually subservient. Like, I won't have that. I feel like we're equal opportunity.
I feel like a lot of times I don't feel like the men are worthy opponents for me. If that makes sense. So that's
we have read Zied. We love Rebecca and Zied, but we have completely trashed Zied.
Women are the definitely the higher species, you guys. And I would go up against a woman every day and lose.
Y'all.
In a reading competition.
Women are going to save the world, especially women of color are going to save the world. Just get on board with it, white people. It's going to happen. It needs to. Anyway, okay. So this is the 98 Theater.
That actually went really well. That's the best we've ever done. And did it even synced up?
It probably didn't.
Fuck!
Okay, so picture it. You're getting off the airport, and then all of a sudden we just... You're looking at your son and his wife-to-be just making out, and you hear...
Stop making those noises. People are going to lose it.
Oh, look, that's, honey.
That's young love for you.
Oh, look, they're just... They'll stop in a second, right? Oh, wow.
Touching her boob.
Oh,
Don't go below the equator, son.
Oh, wow. Wow, I didn't know our son kisses like his father. That's not weird at all, right?
Attaboy, buddy.
Well,
attaboy.
I guess they're going to get pregnant here at the...
I'm going to see some under the sweater action.
Right here at the airport. I mean, hopefully she's not a trollop.
Kissing her skirt bunching. That's just gentlemanly.
Oh, well, I just wish she would...
Let's fuck.
Honey, where's my gun? And see.
It's so creepy. And
it was like a dog pissing on their property. That's what Julia was doing. She was pissing on her property in front of mom and dad to say, I'm here. Get used to it.
And then
you guys, this couple is going to explode.
Oh yeah. Then she says, she talks to, and the mom is like, we're just as excited as Brandon are.
I feel like we're more excited. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. It's going to be fine. Don't leave me.
Pops off. So interesting. Brandon actually knows a couple of words of Russian. And I was like, well, this is different.
It is.
So in the last couple of seasons, we've had people like Cheese Stick speaking almost fluent Spanish.
I just want to say this. Tariq knows fucking Thai.
What the fuck?
That is not an easy language to learn.
I think lots of sexual tourists know Thai. When your inspiration is getting your dick sucked, you can learn any language.
Y'all. I don't know if we're going to talk about him this episode. That might be on part two, but.
But think about that. When your main goal is to bang Thai girls, it's amazing your capacity for
amazing
learning.
What people learn. It's true. It's true. And so Julia gets there and Julia, she's like, are you real? Julia's from 20. She's from Russia. She's 26 years old. They just finished making out in front of the Starbucks. And Julia's like, him perfect. Are you real? Perfect. I just keep pinching him. And then Mama Betty's like, oh, now the four of us can go and do things and I don't have to be alone with your father.
I'm never going to let you go. I'm never going to let you go. I'm never going to let you out of my sight. I'm going to control everything about your body.
Please, I'm tired of crocheting. I'm so lonely.
I can't wait to bring into my house and all of a sudden you have a baby, decide it's going to be my baby and give you a horse labor inducers and tell you you've dirtied my linens like Jessica Lange in Hush.
Wow, that was specific.
That was the plot of the movie Hush.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, it's a fantastic film. She basically tortures Gwyneth Paltrow the whole movie, so I love it.
Oh, it's perfect. Perfect. So,
come at me, Gwyneth Paltrow fans. Are there people? I know people do like Goop, but there's got to be someone who really loves her. I can't see it. She gets on every last nerve.
Well, the four of them are checking into the hotel. And as they're walking in the hotel, Mom's like, okay, everybody, we don't have a lot of time. Don't have a lot of time to make a baby or do anything sexual because we got to go to dinner. Got to go to dinner. We're going to go. I'm so excited.
We're going to go to dinner off of your 26-hour flight. And we're going to go. We're not going to give you an hour to take a shower or decompress or have any alone time. We're going to spend. We got dinner reservations in 5 minutes. We don't even have it. Just leave your bags right down here in the lobby.
Yeah. So Julia's kind of like, we haven't even seen one another. We haven't had a romantic time. Brandon is like, my mom's a cock block. Something I deal with my whole life. But whose mom isn't a cock block? And I want to say, not mine. Like this.
What an absolute dish rag he is.
He is.
What an absolute excuse for a boyfriend, for this woman, or
you
for
know
a
what?
Fiance.
Actually, yeah, people are saying, like, do you think Julia loves Brandon? And there's been some, like, poor Brandon.
No! He's a loser!
I'm Team Julia in this already.
He's an absolute man-child. And he will never go against his mother. Never. Never, because there's this weird kind of thing. There's this weird thing. If he transgresses against his mother, he'll never find a person who loves him that way again. Yep. So it's all fear-based.
Well, and we're going to talk about it more, but it's all about the money. That's what it's about.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And the parents are holding that over him.
Oh,
because he's broke.
Yeah. And we said this before, y'all. There's a reason Mama Betty's role is, oh, honey, let me just take care of this for you. Let me just do this for you. I just want to do this for you.
So beware of people in your life.
So I can control you. So I can control you and you can do exactly what I tell you to do and be under my thumb forever because I have to control everything.
Beware of people who are so eager to do everything for you. That is a form of control. Let me say that again. Beware of people who are eager to do everything for you because that is a form of control.
Yes, control, manipulation, whatever, but it is a form of, that is a really good statement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes people want to help. Sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
So y'all, they leave and so Brandon shows her like their room and they see the Capitol building and it's
great. This is dreams. This is dreams. That's my favorite quote of the whole show.
This is dreams. And then
I really love her.
And then Brandon says, doesn't matter. We've got to go to dinner and have wine with my mother.
Yeah, she even says, I have a surprise for you. And we're like, what is that? But it doesn't matter because they have to go it's so awkward.
And they go down there. The parents are waiting. Mom's like, wow, that took longer. I mean, hey, I had a glass of, already had a glass of Kendall Jackson. I'm on my second. Just wait for you, son. How are you? Can I smell your hair? Let me smell your hair. Is it still the same?
And then she does say, we're the complete family. Which is cuckoo magoo, y'all.
I will say this
was so hard to watch. It felt like a Lifetime movie to me. It felt like the mom go nuts and lock her in a closet.
You guys, it is going to turn. And
only hanging with your in. Actually, can you imagine the first time you get to a new country, having to spend it with your in-laws constantly? Normally you make that give yourself at least a couple of days.
You know, even like I would see my mother would do something like, hey, why don't you pick them up from the airport? Why don't maybe like, what if you go, we meet you for lunch or dinner for like an hour and then y'all go have your night just so they feel like they're welcome. It's not just they're coming to you. They're coming to. So I actually get that impulse of wanting to them to feel like they're, or even if you're, let's say the whole family's at the airport, you welcome them and then the family goes on and then you let them have their alone time.
Y'all, this is why a poodle rule, find someone whose parents are dead. It's just much easier. I mean, you're going to just, Christmas isn't a problem. Holidays aren't a problem.
Or at least very estranged. That's what Evelyn did.
Very estranged. Yes, perfect.
Because we're talking about in our Patreon, we're doing the classic 90 Day. And so we're on season 2 right now with Danielle and Mohammed. But we're also talking about Evelyn, not Evelyn, not Corey and Evelyn, but Evelyn and Justin. But Evelyn and Justin, she found Justin, his family's crazy. And so that way she can just kind of bring him into her home.
Good idea. But yeah, it's just much easier with dead parents. It's just, you don't have to worry about impressing the mother-in-law or the father-in-law. It's just so easy. Make that part of your OkCupid profile.
It's true. So they get down there and mom's like,
dead parents.
So she's like, we're going to get you to the farm. It's going to be great. And then, your new home. I just want to say, welcome to America, where the meals are massive. These plates are huge. Did you notice how big these plates were?
Yes. Huge.
It's huge.
So much food. If you go to Europe, even if you go to some place and you see like the tiny portions that you get where it's just normal, and I think we saw Aziza in like the first season go, wait, all this food is one for one person? It's just American portions are so big.
They are.
We eat and we're fat and we love fucking food.
True.
I want to say, so she does, mom just takes the bull by the horns and says, so are you excited? Because we want you to have your own room. So mom blurts this out. They know he hasn't told her. They know it. This is so fucking sinister.
But you know what? It's all on Brandon. It's more on Brandon than it is. I mean, this is really shitty of mom. But y'all, Brandon's a piece of worm shit. Like this guy has – Brandon doesn't – he has – like there is never a spine to be found for this man.
I agree. So and she just goes – she just looks at him and goes – explain.
Explain. You know what? I'm going to do that to Poodle when he's ranting. I'm just going to look at him. Explain.
So she's like, I stay in different rooms. No, I don't like it.
Go ahead.
Mom says, our home, our rules.
And Brandon because looks at her and says, yes. And Brandon says, I don't have a choice. And then mom just goes and kind of smiles. And then not only is this even worse, dad says, Brandon, do you agree with what your mom is talking about? You agree, don't you?
Gross.
I think it sucks, but I understand. And even Julia's like, he needs to say no. He's a young boy. And then what is the grossest thing to me about this, and we're going to talk about this more, is that if I was Julia, it's so sad for Julia who just got here. But yeah, this is why they will never be happy, because Brandon completely throws Julia to the wolves and lets her defend herself. And yeah. I have to say, I'm so, you guys, if you're a straight sissy or if you're a woman and you're dating a man, I'm so fucking sick of men taking a back seat and letting women fight it out.
And letting women, whether with other women or other men.
When a man should be, it's not just a man, female, but men do, I think, this more than you guys. If you're letting your wife or your girlfriend fight it out with your mother, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You need to stand up for your, stand up for the person who is supposed to be your partner. Yep. Unless that partner's a shitty partner, then fucking divorce them. But just stand up.
And at least run interference.
Yes.
I don't think those are the lyrics.
That's what that song was originally about. Men fucking having balls for once in their lives.
I think, okay.
It wasn't.
I think there is a conflict resolution where the Brandon could easily run interference here and he chooses not to. Now, also, this is someone who, she speaks English, yes, but she's not going to understand every nuance. That's why she says things like, explain, maybe I'm understanding this wrong.
Because this thing's weird as shit.
Right. He could have run interference for her and saying, you know what? I'm sorry I did not tell you about this, but we're going to get out of here as soon as possible. And mom and dad, I don't think it's right to talk about this right here. Yeah. And I wish she would have waited. But anyway, this is how the tone is going to be set in what we're working with here. You're going to be involved in as my parents. You're not going to be involved in my romantic life or our relationship.
No, it's true.
And
he
cannot say this because he wasn't raised to be able to say this. And he has no power against his kind of controlling parents.
He does not. You know what? There's even, if you think that's the worst of it, y'all, there's even more to come. But in the essence of looking at time, we're going to take a little commercial break. And when we're back, when we come back, we're going to talk about Brandon's mom talking about Julia's body.
Always a popular dinner conversation.
See you soon.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play.
Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Speaking of children, Betty says, speaking of children,
let's talk about... Are you going to start a family right away?
So you're taking proper steps to make sure there's no children yet, right? Like children in a will that would get our money, that would get our farm, that would take away my son from me? Please!
Well, it seems like you should take proper steps to make sure there are no kids.
And then Julia has the perfect response. She says, this is a question for Brandon.
And my life and him life.
And she even says, this is crazy.
She does say that.
And then she says, I'm not drinking the medicine. And Brandon's like, that means she's not taking the pill. And I'm like, no, I think she's trying to say she's not drinking this fucking Kool-Aid of this craziness.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. But she says in the confessional, I'm 26 and have never had an accident about children.
Well, you haven't had sex since you were 4 years old, have you? So that means you really haven't had 26.
What the fuck?
You really only have like, how promiscuous were you?
Yeah. How did guys you fuck when you were 11? Huh? I know I'm making her sound like the chicken lady.
Are you some type of alley whore or grocery store trash? Is that what you are?
Did you blow guys when you were 7?
I mean,
just curious.
Wow. And yet she's like, this is making me explode. And Brandon just folds. He just folds like a cheap suit.
He's not saying anything. And she says, and really when she says, well, maybe you could go with me to my doctor and we can talk about options.
Good Lord.
Because things happen when you don't have the options. And Brandon is just, this is when I was like, there is nothing attractive about you. Like, you've got a mousy face, a small dick, and no backbone.
It's middling at best.
Like, at least Jovi can bring something to the sex table.
Yeah, it's girthy. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just like, this is one of the grossest treatments of somebody's significant other that we've seen on 90 Day Fiancé. And you guys,
definitely one of the worst moms.
Like, this is comparable, and in a different way, this is comparable to Mother Debbie.
In a different way. Yeah, mm-hmm. Completely.
It is, but the way that it just really is, at least Mother Debbie's just an out-and-out horrible out-and-out person bitch. About her. But
Betty will smile at you and tell you that she needs to control your menstrual flow.
Mother Debbie, you're going to have your babies?
What you think about it, Pee Wee?
What you think about it, Pee Wee?
We don't want no babies, Mama. We don't want no babies. Because they take all our money, Mom.
Good idea, Pee Wee. I knew you're my favorite son.
Hey, Mom, can we go get some squirt?
Y'all, if you don't remember that, Pee Wee is Mother Debbie's mole. So, anyway, he's always excited. But
he's always her first accomplice when she wants to destroy a woman that Colt is dating.
It's true. Now, Julia says, she's like, this is too much for me.
Yeah.
And it is. It's like, y'all, she's exhausted. She's tired. And she's like, and she says, why are you not telling me? Why is this the first time that I'm hearing about this? She's like, my parents don't talk to me about this. And it's just, I feel for her. She's in complete another shock.
Yeah. This is one of those kind of Ji-hoon and Devin situations where your man child told you that he was preparing all this for you and that you would only be staying with your parents for a couple nights or so. When it turns out it's probably going to be, but at least Ji-hoon is so clueless. He could almost argue that fact, and at least he's a little funny. Brandon, there's just nothing there for me.
He's really a boring person.
Yeah. Like I said before, you're not worthy of my reads.
But you know what my favorite part is? When they're at dinner and Julia just looks at Brandon and says, well, if we have to have separate rooms, let's just get married tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. She's like, let's get married tomorrow. Y'all, I love a threat like that.
Did you see? She was like,
danger. Oh, God.
And she freaked out.
She broke.
And I think that is going to be Julia's play. If you want to win this, you get married.
Use that pussy.
Use that magic pussy. And, you know, just do whatever. I mean, get in it.
Deploy the pussy.
Deploy it, because that is why Brandon has brought you over.
You deploy that pussy, or you withhold that pussy. You have all the power. Mama can't give him that. That's all you need to do. You can lead him by the nose, like in cartoons.
Exactly. Even though she probably would try, because you guys, Brandon doesn't really love her. Because no. You do not let someone, even your mother, treat somebody like that if you really love them. You don't. So, Julia, get yours.
I don't think he's old enough, because he's such a child, because he's never really allowed to be, he's never been able to grow up.
Yeah. Brandon loves double stuffed Oreos, not Julia. Like, that's the extent of his emotion of love.
Right. I agree.
Who doesn't love double stuffed Oreos?
I don't. It's too much filling.
Oh, I love a cream filling.
No, I would even take, I would eat, I would not eat the filling. I would scrape off the filling with my teeth and spit it out and only eat the cookies.
Oh.
Am I the only one who did that?
No, there's a lot of people that did that.
Double stuff is too much for me.
Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm. I've never
give
been
me all the cream.
I've never been double stuffed before. It's not, it's not on my list.
I've never have either, and it's not on my list either.
Someone did say, I can call a friend. We can DP you. And I was like, you know, really not looking for any,
Kyle, what does DP mean? Is that a Dr. Pepper? I'd like a one, Carl. I'd love Dr. Pepper. Is that what these guys are saying, Carl? Carl, are you even
here?
She
has so much to learn.
Shooter, go find your daddy. I don't know where he is.
He's in the shed jerking off to, like, Japanese porn.
Probably. That's probably what Carl is doing. So...
And crying.
and crying at the same time. So they leave dinner, and basically she kind of tells Brandon, she's like, look, you've got, I didn't hear you say no. And, and she tells Brandon, she's like, look, if we're not going to be in the same room together, then we leave and we go move somewhere else. And when she said that, Brandon's face is like, what?
He cannot see the reality of it all.
We actually stand up to my parents and act like adults? I'm shocked. It's literally like she said, the sky is red.
Because he has never lived. When you live under kind of a totalitarian regime, that all feels fake. Everything that you say that's outside of your experience doesn't make sense. And in a way, this house that his mom especially has put him in, and his dad to a certain extent. The dad's completely enabled it.
Yeah.
So he doesn't understand there's a place outside of it. So it's just always assumed.
Yes.
And he doesn't really understand. I guarantee you. That's why he said, yeah, we'll probably spend all 90 days here, because I'm just too much of a kid to find my own place. Normally that's something my mother would do for me.
You guys, he does not live in an expensive area. He has a decent job.
Yeah.
Like, he makes good money. Like, this
crawling
guy's
in
not
crawl spaces.
This guy's not broke though. Like, he's just, but I will say, like, Julia, do better.
Yeah,
do way better.
I really like her.
Like, and I love that basically she even says, like, what? You're gonna go to work, come home, you're gonna be tired, and then we say bye and go in separate rooms. If we could be in the same room, at least we're bonding more. And Brandon's like, well, but what if I'm tired? I'm just gonna go to sleep anyway. And I just, you guys, again, for our straight sissies, men, don't defend your mother to your wife or your girlfriend. Rule one of a happy
Amen.
Life. Don't defend your mother. And Julia says, well, we have situation. We have a situation. And Brandon said, well, but it's not bad. And Julia says, it's not good. Not good. And so Brandon really is kind of like, and he even says, I don't see anything wrong with staying there. In fact, my mom did pay for the flight. And this is why she feels.
Oh, my God.
That's why she feels it's all about the money. It is all about the money. Because you guys, I bet if Brandon probably didn't have to rely on his parents for money, he might not even hang out with them that much.
I don't even think he knows.
Who would?
I don't think he knows the world outside of that. I guarantee you Brandon does not have a lot of friends because his parents haven't given him the life skills to reach out. He's the only child.
Only child.
He even probably play Scrabble together.
Exactly. I'm glad your phone's not muted and
it's my alarm for my cameo that I need to do.
Great.
And my phone was muted, but the alarm came on.
Well, it's so fine. I don't care. And so she's saying, well, we should talk with, there needs to be a conversation. And Brandon said, oh, you want to talk to them? She said, no, I don't need to talk to them. You need to fucking talk to them.
Yeah. She knows what's up. It's just Brandon is just, the only way this is going to happen is deploy the pussy.
Yeah. In fact, and she's
deploy the pussy
or withhold it because.
That's what I'm saying.
Brandon said, she's like, well, they don't need to worry about us getting pregnant because we're not tonight.
Amen. Good girl. That's from Olga Pulitskaya.
That is.
Mm-hmm. I think she's coming soon. The Raven came this morning, so I expect her soon.
Okay. She's going to have a lot to say.
Yeah. She's very excited to have all the Russians on this. Or the Russians and Ukrainians.
There's quite a few.
Yeah. She says it's a lot like rats leaving a ship. Okay. She mentioned to me. Yeah.
All right.
So should we talk about Rurik and Zied next? We're going to jump around.
So much video game.
I'm so happy to see him.
Okay. He is.
He's looking good, y'all.
He is right. He is a fucking hot man.
He is working out, she's working out, Rebecca, she's working out with Melanie, her PI friend, and they're doing a self-defense class, and Zied's interview is in 2 days, and she's nervous.
Zied's still in Tunisia, by the way. His interview in Melanie. Tunisia.
Melanie's her PI boss, and she's, she's running the chicken restaurant right now. It's interesting that she took that job because Rebecca's exactly right. As a GM, you are paid a regular salary. I'm pretty sure she was probably a contractor for her PI job. She was just a contractor. So that wasn't reliable money. The GM job, you guys, is reliable money. But she said this earlier. It is long hours and hard work.
But here's the deal. I love Rebecca. I'm going to say this with love. Rebecca was a terrible private detective, y'all, because she didn't even do a fucking background check on the guy she was dating.
It's true.
Like,
a blind spot.
Yeah, I just don't think Rebecca's going to be your best. With Rebecca and Melly, it was no Cagney and Lacey. Anyway.
Melanie's got on a hat that says bad hair day.
Thank you. Thank y'all.
Because of course she does.
A hat with rhinestones on it that says bad hair day. And I was like, if Jake Anthony has ever needed a hat so badly in his life,
exactly what I need.
That's what you need, a hat that just says don't ask.
Mm-hmm. And wrong bitch.
And just in all rhinestones, bedazzled. Mm-hmm. That's what. So y'all, they meet up and they're gonna go boxing.
So yeah, it's like a boxing self-defense thing. Yeah.
And then we see the boxing teacher.
Okay. I think his name is Leo.
They called him Leo. Of course y'all, it's Leo.
We need Leo's Instagram. Y'all detectives Instagram, get out there.
I need his OnlyFans. Y'all.
We need that Instagram. So armchair detectives. Go to work.
Leo. Oh.
Gorgeous.
Whoa.
Absolutely gorgeous. So hot.
I just typed, I wrote, y'all.
I wrote, I'm in love. Pound me.
I'm in love with a wonderful stick it in my ass.
Fuck me. Boy, yeah. So if y'all, we only know his name is Leo.
We think.
So they never even gave us that kind of like Leo or trainer. I don't think they gave us a Chiron about what his name was.
No, they didn't. Like and so Melody. So they do the boxing.
We could ask Rebecca.
We could ask Rebecca.
We've talked to her on. She's actually lovely. We insta'd with her.
I love Rebecca, and I also love her poor choices sometimes.
She chews on the side of her mouth like my mother does.
And she did this episode too, because Melody is like, look, she's in love.
Melody's a good friend, y'all. She's trying to think with Rebecca's best interests.
And I think she learned when they were in business together, she's like, I'm kind of the eyes and ears of this operation. Rebecca just did the billing like that.
She might have staked out of a cheating husband's house.
Yeah, exactly. And she said, because also, y'all, Rebecca can't lie. We've seen her try to lie to Zied. She starts chewing on her mouth and her big old pretty eyes get – she has big, beautiful eyes. But her eyes get even bigger when she tries to lie or she has – and when she was keeping from something to Zied, she's just like, it's not – anyway, so – Rebecca, she's kind of talking to her and she's like, I just need to watch out for you. And Rebecca says, look, we should also say that she's wearing a Zied shirt.
That's right. And the trainer's like, who's that? Yeah, that's my fiance. Oh, it's completely normal to have them on your shirt, a picture of them.
You guys, it's a little concerning of all the Zied Rebecca paraphernalia in their home.
Like the blanket. The blanket bothered me.
There's a lot. There's just a lot.
8x10 on the bedside table of Zied.
There's a lot.
Yeah. Feels a little bit like they're about to do Beauty School Dropout. Every time we go into her house, like seeing his face.
Your story's sad to tell. A Georgian ne'er-do-well.
Please, no. Go ahead and say that you played that role.
Oh, I did play that role. I did play that role.
I'm waiting for that.
In high school. Mm-hmm.
I think I said before they must have taken the key down.
Maybe.
Oh, I wasn't ready for that shade level in the morning. Sometimes I say things and I feel the burn.
Gotta be going to that video game store in the sky.
We need to talk about.
She is Frenchy in Greece.
Rebecca
is. I feel like Rebecca gets easily. Rebecca's a smart person, and I also think she has a lot of self-doubt. So I think that sometimes people that are very intelligent but that also have a lot of self-doubt, they are always trying to
she's paralyzed by choices too.
Hop on different careers and sometimes not feel it's just hard for them to commit because it's hard. It's hard with the fear. Jake's looking out his window the aliens are here.
If you're banging and bonking, it's not because I have some type of sex party going on here. It's because the winds are picking up here and my windows bang like there are ghosts. Maddie hates it.
Who has seen the wind?
I still don't think that song is
for you. It is.
Still, I've never been able to find it for me.
I asked someone and they never got back to me.
So, you guys, Rebecca, so Melanie's like, I'm just concerned about your relationship. And she's like, maybe Zia would like the workout too. And Melanie's like, so then Rebecca's like, I'm going to give something for Zia to do what he's, while I'm working.
Rebecca's just sitting on that workout ball, just chewing on the side of her cheek while Melanie talks to her. It made me laugh so much. But yeah, she's going to give something for Zia to do. Sorry.
They go to the...
Well, not they, just Rebecca. They go.
Rebecca goes to the gaming console store.
Well, hold on. We should also say real quick, he did have his interview. He had his interview and later. She faked. What? Later. Is that later? Oh, I messed up my thing. Okay, keep going.
This is why I ask you to get your shit together before
you know what,
we
I was
do
doing this at 1 a.m. after I had a very long day after I put my father to bed. Sorry. Sorry, cancer got in the way. Sorry.
We all have our, quote, cancers, Maddie. We all have our, quote, father's cancer in our life.
You're
We've
right.
We've all got our problems.
Get the fuck over it.
We've all got our...
Poodle double scheduled a voice lesson today. He's stressed too. Anyway, yes. So they go to the video game store.
So, okay. I've got to say, the level of maybe Gen Z shade and surliness of these shopkeepers, I'm going to call them, is mad respect.
The beautiful, I want to say Jenna. Girl, but I feel like I totally feel like, she's not probably not. So the beautiful person, Jenna, who is, y'all, Jenna is cooler than all of us. You yep. will never be as cool as Jenna. It's not going to happen.
I was reduced to ashes.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, her coworker, what's his name, Poodle, with the long hair?
I didn't write it down, but let's call him Braden.
Braden. Her coworker, Braden, jacks off to Jenna every night when he gets home because he will never be able to be with her. Or them.
So he basically says, they're like, what are you looking for? With zero energy.
What? How can I help you?
They can really be bothered because they don't need to be. And they're like, I'm looking for a gaming console for my fiance. And, you know, last time I was like, bought a game, it was for my son. And it was like, when he was 25. She's like,
Who's on your shirt?
Yeah.
Who's on your shirt?
I don't know if that was like provided by production to ask that, but it cut deep.
And Rebecca's like, it's my fiance, you know, because I just want to do something. I remember buying my son a video game, and my son's 21, and my
before we go too much into this, I think this is another episode of 90 Day Theater. No.
Okay.
No, you fucked it up. Somehow I did the harmony better.
I did it right.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so I'm going to be playing Jenna.
Okay.
And be Rebecca.
Okay. Imagine a store bell. Like people used to have store bells. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, hey, how are you doing today?
I don't know. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing real good.
Hold on. I need to send a text.
I'm just going
to
chew my jaw.
Tick, 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 mm-hmm. tick, tick, tick.
Mm-hmm.
Tick, tick.
Are you, okay.
Tick, tick, tick.
I just, okay.
Tick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can I help you?
Okay. Hi. I love your hair. It's so cute. You know, it's great.
Thanks. I had it all off last night.
I feel like, do we hang out at the same clubs? I feel like I've seen you. Like, we must have the same friends, right?
No, absolutely not.
We never, but you.
Unless you're a regular at JoJo's Tattoo.
Sometimes. You ever eat at the Chicken House?
I don't eat meat.
Okay. Well. All right.
Can I help
you
with?
I just need to get a video gaming system because production won't let me say Xbox.
Yeah.
Can I get
production?
These people, the cameras. But do you not notice these cameras here?
I don't notice anything.
Oh, okay. Can I just get a video game system?
How old's your son?
My son's 21. For my this is for my fiance, but he's 28, so kind of the same thing.
Your fiance is 28? Yeah. Good for you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. Right. It's not weird at all. I promise it's not.
Find we would find for your son. Get that?
Yeah, I.
Beyonce is the same age as your son to me.
Yeah. Appreciate your reaction of having
it's charming.
Reaction.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Charming. You can buy something that your son would enjoy for your fiance. Mm-hmm. Charming. Mm-hmm. Actually, really charming. And I'm not saying that to be demeaning at all. Yeah. I'm charmed by you.
Do you want to like trade makeup tips and hang out? I just think like
I don't wear makeup. I just look like this. Perfect skin.
But I see the
boys love me.
Okay. Well,
it doesn't matter.
Been there. I've been with girls before. You want to, you know, maybe I could teach you some things about, you know.
You have nothing to teach me. I don't already.
Okay. Can I just get the game?
Yeah.
First game, please.
What's on your shirt?
It's just a singer I like. It's not my fiance
That's your
at
fiance,
all.
Isn't it?
It is. It is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's cute. It's charming you have it on your shirt.
Yeah. When you say charming, does it mean good or is that like urban full dictionary?
Your total is $156.
Okay. Just take my debit card. Don't look at the picture on the debit card, please.
Oh, that's charming too. Come back, please.
Thank you.
Hope your fiance enjoys it. If he doesn't, son can play it.
Can we rip movies here?
Bye.
And scene.
I haven't seen a read that vicious.
It was horrible.
I mean, I sat there and I could not breathe at this.
Y'all, because millennials, I have seen millennials take down Jake.
Like, she's younger than millennials. They are.
Gen Z. I've seen people in Gen Z take out Jake in one sentence.
It's really hard. They have no, there's no kind of nice conversational no niceties to
it's
be
like
had.
2 years ago when you tried to get on Reddit and they said, you were typing something and they said, who's the old person?
How old are you?
And you
because
screamed.
Asked me how old I was and I slapped my laptop down.
And then like ran across the room.
How old are you? Someone asked me that on Reddit, and y'all, my eyes grew bigger, and I felt myself shrink to the size of a mouse, and then I thought, I hope I don't make people feel that way, and then I realized I do, and I'm okay with it. But this person read Rebecca for absolute filth.
Rebecca, sad thing is,
we're sorry.
We see you. We relate to you.
I've been read as well.
We have been there.
Try by presents for my nephews and niece. They always ask me questions. And if it's a Gen Z person, they're like, yeah, people kind of like, and people like this, people are buying, I was like, people are buying a lot. It's because I'm that basic. So this is popular. So because they're going to love the most popular thing. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, I guess if you want to buy something popular, this is it. And it drips with judgment. And I'm like, okay. And then I'm walking and I'm like, why do I feel bad about myself? I just gave them money. They just made me feel bad about myself.
Because we're old.
So yeah, any retail employee of a younger age, it's pretty rough.
It's pretty rough.
That they're just really good at it.
They are.
I think that's.
Let's move on from this conversation. It makes me feel old. Basically, except for Rebecca does hear from Ziad about his interview. So she stays up in the night and basically she FaceTimes with him. Ziad looks so fucking hot.
Suit is questionable, but it's
but his
Tunisia.
Hair and his eyes with his beard. Y'all, Ziad can get it.
Here for it. I would totally bang Ziad.
Oh, he's hot.
Aaron Martin Pink Shade loves him too.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So he looks good, but basically he had the interview. They kept his passport. They asked him some questions. They're gonna have his passport for a week and then they'll let him go. And then that's kind of where we're at, y'all.
We're kind of left up in the air. Spoiler alert, he gets to come here because there's no way we would film a season if Sia wasn't
here. I hope.
I think he's got to, right?
He has to. I love them.
I'll be very disappointed.
I will too.
Because I think we've already, the show's already prefigured that her daughter's boyfriend already has, is going to already have a problem with him.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think we would not have been shown that had he not come here. I've been watching 90 Days long enough.
Yeah.
Not like I'm a fortune teller. It's just,
you know.
I think that's the show.
That is part one, you guys. We had a lot to talk about. I knew we would go long. So, you guys, we'll go into the other announcements and stuff next week, our next episode. But we will say, if you enjoyed this, especially as we're restarting everything, go on Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review and just say, keep going, Queens. We appreciate that, or whatever you want to say. Next episode, we're going to be talking about Mike and Natalie.
Mike and Natalie.
We're going to be talking about Tariq and Hazel. And Minty.
And Hazel's girlfriend.
Minty. And we're also going to be talking about Jovi and Yara. I just want to go out and drink. Let's just go out on the town.
I want to join the Yara fan club.
Yeah, let's just go out and drink. Can't we just drink?
And we're definitely going to have, Cousin Olga has told me she's stopping by. She desperately wants to talk about the Russian and Ukrainian girls.
Okay.
For this season.
But well, we'll see.
Hopefully she'll have showered by then.
Let's hope. So everybody, we're going to jump. We're going to pause this and then we're going to take a break and we'll jump into that later. But so find us on part two. Remember, everybody, we call these people lonely hearts because, Poodle, aren't we all just lonely, lonely, lonely hearts looking for love?
Yes. And if you've ever looked out the window of a Super 8 and said, this is dreams,
call us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.